In 2014, 1.4 million Americans lived in a long-term care facility, according to the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention. Long-term care is a growing business, and families who rely on that care often assume that every need is being met, and most of the time it is. But as KJZZ's Kathy Ritchie learned, there are cracks.
Kirsten Rowling is a dentist with Smiles by Delivery, a mobile dentistry service that crisscrosses the valley, providing oral care to residents in long-term care and skilled nursing. On this day, she and her dental hygienist are visiting an assisted living facility in Glendale. A 97-year-old woman with a broken crown is sitting in a portable dental clinic.
These teeth are 60, 70, 80, 90, sometimes 100 years old. We've had crowns, implants, and then we hit a bump in the road, right? We hit dementia, Alzheimer's, COPD, and we're not able to care for the dentistry that we've invested in.
That's Rowling. She says oral health care, or the lack of it, specifically in these facilities, is a public health issue. And the reasons why mean solutions are tough to come by, but it often starts when a person turns 65. Kevin Earle is the executive director of the Arizona Dental Association.
There's no dental benefit built into Medicare. So many people who were baby boomers who had good dental benefits in connection with their employment
may go without, unless they choose a Medicare Advantage plan or supplemental dental insurance. Dentistry is also very expensive, and low reimbursement rates means dentists may not want to work with this population. Then there's the dentistry itself. Think implants and crowns. Without regular care,
patients that have entered a facility within a year, their dentistry has been completely wiped out, often by dry mouth.
Dry mouth can affect older adults taking certain medications, but some residents take multiple medications that cause dry mouth. And without saliva to buffer those acids,
we develop decay very quickly.
And that bacteria can be inhaled and lead to aspiration pneumonia. Nursing staff are supposed to brush teeth and remove and clean dentures daily, but Rowling and others don't think that's always happening. Ann Ross is a dental hygienist and the owner of Mobile Dentistry of Arizona. She says tooth loss, decay, and abscesses are common in this population. And then there are stories like this.
And what we saw was pretty horrific. Her dentures, for the most part, were black.
Ross says she talked to the nurse and some of the caregivers, and
they did not know that she had a denture or a lower partial. She had lived at this community for over 6 years.
Ross was one of four oral health professionals interviewed for this story with similar accounts. Residents who move into a facility that accepts Medicare or Medicaid are supposed to get a federally mandated assessment by a nurse or an oral health professional.
My understanding is that that screening is rather cursory and often not performed by an oral health professional, either a dental hygienist or a dentist. A nurse may look in the mouth, but may not readily identify things that are potential problems.
That's Kevin Earle again. And both Rowling and Ross agree the assessments aren't adequate. Sylvia Balestrieri is the former director of quality and regulatory services at the Arizona Healthcare Association, or ACA, which represents some 200 assisted living and skilled nursing facilities. She now consults with long-term care facilities. Balestrieri says certified nursing assistants, or CNAs, who provide much of the hands-on care, learn how to remove and clean dentures and brush teeth in their training. But when asked if that training was robust,
I don't know that I would use the word robust.
When a certified CNA enters a facility,
I know many facilities do oral care training,
though that's not mandated. David Vopel is ACA's executive director. He says facilities have to meet a certain standard of care, and the state inspects them. Still,
if you go into an assisted living or a nursing facility, especially a high acuity nursing facility, there are a lot of moving parts, and they're trying to take care of everybody.
And sometimes residents with Alzheimer's disease or other dementias can become agitated, combative, or even refuse care. And that's where family comes in. But sometimes family involvement is limited or non-existent. Even if the family is involved, they may not realize such tasks are being missed. Which begs the question, do you think that's something facilities should be very honest about and saying, this is one area we need your help with?
That's a tough one.
Yeah. I guess my personal feeling is the facility should be doing that as part of their routine care.
The state is set to release an oral health action plan with recommendations for Arizonans of all ages in the coming days. But even the best plans require will and oftentimes funding. Kathy Ritchie, KJZZ News, Phoenix.
And Kathy is here now to talk more about oral health care among seniors living in long-term care facilities. Hey, Kathy.
Hey, Lauren. How are you?
Good. So I can't help but wonder, like, what is the state's involvement in all of this?
Yeah, you know, I was told by an Arizona Department of Health spokesperson that while they license the facilities, patients are under the care of a doctor or medical professional, and DHS doesn't monitor patients' oral health. What they do require is that facilities, quote, meet the needs of their patients and or residents. Hmm. Patients are required to have a care plan developed by the medical professionals, the facility and the patient or their representative, and that would include things like oral care. And these places are all subject to inspections. Here's Sylvia Bellestrari. She's the former director of quality and regulatory services at the Arizona Healthcare Association, or ACA, which represents some 200 assisted living and skilled nursing facilities. She also currently consults with long-term care facilities.
So if they see anyone with broken teeth or problems with their dentures, or if somebody has weight loss, then they have, it's like a 12-page review that they have to go into that looks at the dental status of that resident.
Are there any state or county programs like this for seniors?
No, there are programs in place for children. I was told by a Maricopa County spokesperson that there's a fluoride varnish program funded by First Things First. There's also a dental sealant program that goes into schools in Maricopa County. Kevin Earle, who's the executive director of the Arizona Dental Association, put it bluntly as to why.
You know, and it's funny, and helping kids is a little sexier than helping grandmas. And that's sad that we don't respect our elders. And we really should have oral health care as a continuum throughout lifetime to make sure that people come in and take care of those routine things.
And here's Will Humble, the executive director for the Arizona Public Health Association and the former head of the Arizona Department of Health, on what it would take to change things.
It's a public policy solution at the national level, really, is to get Medicare to recognize that oral health is as important as the other components of healthcare. So that people can get that proactive routine cleaning up front before bad things happen down the road.
So, Kathy, let's talk more about the training at these facilities. It sounds like the people who brush teeth or clean dentures don't receive extensive training. Why isn't there a dentist or hygienist on staff?
Well, cost would be the big factor. Here's Sylvia Bellestrari again.
It's probably more of a pipe dream. I think the reality would be that it would be important for facilities to engage hygienists who would come and train the staff in the facility.
Both Ann Rost and Kirsten Rowling, the dental professionals in this story, do exactly that. Obviously, a facility would have to be open to that. I think it's important to note that many CNAs are incredibly passionate about their work and care about their residents, and it's hard work. It's physically demanding. I talked to a CNA for background in this story. She helps with showers, changes briefs, and feeds them, and something else. She was certified a few years ago and currently makes $13 an hour. Mm. I also did a quick search on Indeed.com, and pay rates ranged anywhere from between $14 and $20 an hour. And dentist Kirsten Rowling told me something else.
My daughter was a certified nurse assistant in Arizona and was told not to provide oral care, that the nurses would provide it.
So in your story, you talk about lack of insurance. What do older adults who are not in a long-term care facility or skilled nursing do for dental care?
Well, to be clear, I don't think this is a rich versus poor issue. Mm-hmm. Dentistry is very expensive, even if you have some disposable income. But without insurance, it can be challenging. I was told by Will Humble that's why many people go to Mexico, especially if someone is in need of more expensive dental work like implants.
All right. That's KJZZ's Kathy Ritchie. Kathy, thanks so much.
Thanks, Lauren.